Mark Hunter is with us to preview. How are you, Mark?
G'day, Nadia. Good, thank you.
We've got the 10 races and we're on top of the ground.
We certainly are, which is a nice change there and drying out down at Sale. Look, it's a little bit maybe skinny and tough early with a few races, but I like the way the meeting comes home, so hopefully we can come home with a bang late in the day.
OK, we kick things off race one with a maiden over 1,013. Scratching is number 10. We've got number one, Arctic Flora, at 7.50. Two downloads at $1.95. Five Great Duchess, who has trialled up well at 5.50. And then you're down to Vega Pine at $5.
Yeah, look, number two downloads has to be the one to beat. It's shown good form in better races. It's trialled quite well. It draws for a great run. So it's just got plenty going for it at the flip of the coin odds. To beat number five, Great Duchess, who trialled recently on a soft track at Cranbourne, jumped to the front, was ridden along, put a big space in them, trialled quite well. Number seven, No Regrets, is a horse that's had one start up at Kyneton, showed speed, just got run down. And 11, Vega Pine, who was in an Adelaide trial there back in February. I haven't seen it this time around, but did show ability there. I'll go 2, 5, 7 and 11.
So 2 from 5, 7, 11 in race 1. We go to race 2. This is a maiden over the 22.40. 2, 3, 6, 13, 14 come out. Number 1, Honorabile at 8. The Sword at 4.20. Diva Perron at 5.50. Marie Adelaide at 4.60. Down to Zesto at 5 and 4.80 for Mandakai.
Yeah, I like the late scratching here at Chiku Park, but no luck there. We're left now with a really even race. I'll go number 7, Diva Perron, who showed improvement at its second start, chased home a couple of maidens who are, it's certainly not bad form, and looks to be on the improve, to beat number 8, Marie Adelaide. No surprise, went better last time. Didn't have the best of luck up the straight. It draws for a good run here. Number 9, Way of the Storm, comes out of the same race as Marie Adelaide. It's got to win a race one day. And then maybe number 4, The Sword, who... Look, The Sword should have won a maiden. It jumped in distance last time. Maybe a combination of that and the real heavy track. It just didn't fire. Gets back on top of the ground here. Not much between these low-confidence race, 7, 8, 9 and 4.
7 from 8, 9, 4. We look at the third, which is a 3-year-old maiden over the 14.22. Now we've got number 1, Concrete at 8.50. Duke of Magnus at 6.50. Down to Grand Symphony, 8.50. Mawad is at 390, Sacharo at 650, down to first tier 550, and Genevieve is a $9 chance.
Yeah, really even race. I thought number 8, Sacharo, was good first up there at Cranbourne. It beat home, approached discreet. We saw that horse come out and win in town yesterday, so it got a good form line there. Sacharo should be fitter for that run. Extra distance shouldn't worry it. To beat number 11, first tier. Comes through that same race, the Tavasan Sakaro approached the street race at Cranbourne and made good ground up the fence, and again, should be fitter for that run. Number 1, Concrete, was good first up, got the blinkers going on. And 7, Mawad, I see there's been good money there. It's trialled like it will need further, so it's going to be strung up on the fence, just needing luck to get clear. If the brakes come, it'll be very strong late. 8, 11, 1 and 7.
So we go 8 from 11, 1 and 7. We go to race 4, take out the 2. Here we see... The 6, Korea at 4.80, down to Memphis Squaw at 9, 2.25 for Pico, down to Menina, who's at 5.50, and Queen of Ascot at $7.
Yeah, looks the winner, Pico. Two starts have been good. Covered ground on debut, just beaten by No Alibi, and then just beaten by Tourniquet last time. So it's got a good draw, got a very suitable race. It looks a great race to break its maiden status. To beat number 12, Queen of Ascot, trialled well recently. Looked like it'll be strong here at the 1,400 metres. Wasn't a lot of depth in the trial, but did show good ability. 6, Karaya, has shown ability. It's trialled okay. It just draws wide. And 11, Menina, who comes through that race there last time, Menina behind O'Torto. That horse was fantastic on the weekend. Menina was on its back in the run. Looked like running on really strongly. Just maybe died in its run late, but should be better for that. So I put them in. 9, 12, 6 and 11.
9 from 12, 6, 11. Now to race 5. Here you can take out the 13. We've got the 1, Amay Shea at 3.80, down to $8 for Bon Bon, 7 for Forward Ransom, Jamaican Hurry at 6.50, and then we're down to Oregon Dreamer, who is a $5 chance.
Yeah, this is my roughie for the day, but I just noticed I've completely missed the boat here. Number 7, Jamaican Hurry. It's was $17 this morning and it's into $6.50. It's had the two runs back from a spell. They've both been good. It ran on well beyond All Too Sublime in a race that was very hard to make ground. And again, last time, westerly wind cleared out with a big lead. Jamaican Hurry was never likely, but stuck on nicely. It jumps 1,400 1,400 metres here from gate one. It's going to get all the spoils in the run. To beat number one, Amar Shay, who has shown some ability in stronger races, resumes. Three, Chickamala. Well, at least it went better last time. And the big query, number 12, Oregon Dreamer. I don't know it, but, gee, if it's any good at all, it's found a very weak race to kick off in. Seven, the value, from 1, 3 and 12.
So we go seven from 1, 3 and 12. Now to race six over the 14.22. Take out runners 5, 8, 9. We've got number 1, Ackhurst at 3.90. Carmen Aaron is at 6.50. Think Alike at 8. Down to Vainglorious, whose odds on $1.95.
Yeah, this is where the meeting, I think, starts to get better for the punters. I like number one, Ackhurst. It's had three goes. They've all been good. It just got outsped last time. It was a bit one pace, got outsped, but was then strong through the line. I think jumping to 1,400 metres is perfect. You can go forward, take a spot for Michael Poy, and just dominate the race over the 1,400 and be the one to beat. To beat number seven, Vainglorious. Look, it's got the blinkers going back on. It's poison odds. It's the danger. It might win, but I couldn't possibly entertain at that price. Number two, Carmen Aaron. Nothing wrong with its first up run, gets the blinkers back on, and six zipped up, who's a bit hard to follow. Overall, its form has only been limited. I like number one to lead all the way, 1, 7, 2, and 6.
So one from 7, 2, and 6. Now to race seven over the 14.22. Take out 4, 10, and 15. We've got number one, Ackermon at 9.50. 2, Ripplebrook at 3.40. 9 for Jersey Whistler. Down to Bergenay at 7. 6.50, Miss Success. Celebrium at $3.70.
Yeah, keen on number 9, Cerebellum, is nearly the best for the day here. It was a good ride, a good win two starts ago, then went to a track last time where they were just heading for the outside fence. It was back in the pack and just had nowhere to go. I think it would have won for sure with a clear run. It looks like it's going terrific. Just needs a drag into the race to beat number 2, Ripplebrook. It's ready to win. Getting back onto a better surface shouldn't hurt it. 6, Arthurian. It's your value runner in the race. It can go well fresh. It's trialled up okay. And fourth pick, number one, Ackermon. It's got some hope. I just thought it might need further. 9, the one to beat clearly from 2, 6, and 1.
So 9 from 2, 6, and 1. We go to race 8 over the 12.13. You can take out 6, 8, 9, 10, and number 12. We've got number 1, Accelerato at 6, 3.90 for Hotchadel, 3.30 for Solstar. PK's at 6, Troubleshot at $5.50.
Yeah, I think this is an each-way special, Nadia. Number 2, Hockadell. It's had the two runs back from a spell. It just got a little squeeze there first up. Probably cost it two lengths in momentum at about the 600. It ran well. The worst part of the track last time ran well again. It's fitter in what I think is pretty much a two-horse race. I thought with a little claim for Stephen Brown that Hockadell wouldn't miss. To beat number 4, Solstar. Obviously comes here with the best form. Just seems to strike trouble in its races. It gets a good run from the gate. It may win. I just want to see it put a win on the board. Number 5, PK, can certainly improve back onto a better track. And 1, Accelerato, has to run a strong 1,200 metres. That's the query there. I like 2. I think it's ready to win. 2, 4, 5 and 1.
So 2 from 4, 5 and 1. Now to race 9 over the 11.13. Take out runners 5, 7 and also the 11. We've got number 3 in Denial at 6. $8 floor Blaze Jowski. Then you're down to 3.50 for Garrod. 4.80 for Meza Schmidt and 8.50 down the bottom, Sister Marie.
Yeah, it's a good race. Gee, I thought number 3 in Denial would run terrific fresh. It's got some really good fresh runs. It was a big winner in a recent trial. It gets a great run just behind the speed. And for me, that $6 is very appealing each way to beat number 6, Garrard. No doubt its best form would win. Chasing Home Shoals there in that run a while ago would win this race for sure. Didn't fire last campaign. Just like to see where it's at. Number 9, El Questro, the best roughie in the race. It continues to have no luck. Back in distance, not ideal, but it's going to be running on strongly late. And 4, Blaze Jowski, who was okay first up, should be fitter for that run. I can back 3 each way here, 3, 6, 9, and 4.
So we go 3 from 6, 9, and 4, then to race 10, where runners 2, 4, 5, 7, 11, and 16 all come out. Number 1, Cape Richards at 7.50. Sensei's at 9.50, Boss Tweed 3.40, then you're down to Prince of Iran at 8.50, Legion Fighter at 8.50, 8.50 Pamela, Offshore's Pearl at $6.
Yeah, I think clearly the one to beat, number 9, Boss Tweed. It was really good at Cranbourne last time. It was a race where, fun fact, just got up the front, dictated, dominate the race. It was hard to make ground. I thought Boss Tweed was terrific in its chase. Gets into a really suitable race here. The scratchings have weakened it, and for me, it's the standout to beat number 15, Offshore's Pearl. It's racing really consistently. It'll be back a little bit in the pack, weaving its way through and running on. One Cape Richards, good strong debut win. No doubt it's going to make the grade over more ground. Just gets onto the dry here and may need further. And fourth pick, number 13, Legion Fighter, who showed speed and fought on well for that win last time, but this is a harder race. So I'm keen on 9, 9, 15, 1 and 13.
So 9 from 15, 1 and 13. And what's your best roughie quaddie in your play of the day?
My best Nadia, race 7, number 9, Cerebellum. My roughie, the odds have trimmed up, but race 5, number 7, Jamaican Hurry. My quaddie will cost you $90 for 50 cents, so you can work out what flexi you take for your budget. First leg, 1, 2, 6 and 9. Into 2, 4, 5, into 3, 4, 6, 9 and 10, and we'll come home with 1, 9 and 15. And my play of the day is the Daily Double. I think there's two strong chances in each leg. We'll go 2 and 4 into 9 and 15.
Okay, Mark, good luck with it. Thank you.
Thank you.